Mike O'Mara Radio Entertainment. Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeOMaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
In show business, you can become a star in many different ways, especially in Hollywood, where talent in many cases is only a secondary necessity. Our next guest is one of the rare ones. She's an actress first and then a star. When you use such words as class and style, you're using words synonymous with our next guest, one of the greats, Miss Betty Davis.
Betty Davis.
There she is. P-O-A.
Approximate year on this? Is it 60s?
1962.
I love to smoke. And drink.
Betty Davis, when Baby Jane was at its zenith of popularity.
That's a bigger hand than the president got.
Oh, it's par, isn't it?
I want to tell you something. Jackpot. This is a pro. She has laryngitis, and that's the old excuse, you know, laryngitis.
Oh, we're going to hear Betty Davis with laryngitis.
Oh, did you think I wasn't coming?
I thought it was.
Oh, no.
At last.
I do apologize, Jack. It's a horrid way to do a show. You should really get your money back.
I'll
give you a free show later with a full voice. I really will.
Well,
okay, that's all I can handle with that.
All I know is this. When I get a dry throat, it has to do with smoking and drinking. And if you want a laryngitis, I'm coming out, and my dress has big sleeves.
Was Joan Crawford as slutty as they're making out her out to be within Feud?
Yeah.
Like, she was throwing it out
she
like it
was. She started out as like a Hoochie
mitts.
Mama girl.
Hoochie Mama girl. Let me look that up.
Hoochie Mama girl.
Joan Crawford, Hoochie Mama girl.
No, they never verified the stag film in real life, but that's a long-standing rumor.
But was she a stripper
rumor.
As well?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Dancer.
She may have been. She may have
a
been
dancer, a dancer, I believe.
From the stage to.
Sure.
But then I made Mildred Pierce.
Whoa, she was smoking hot.
Oh, she was at the time considered maybe the prettiest face in Hollywood.
It's hard to look good in black and white as well.
Truly amazing eyes. She always had the amazing eyes, Joan Crawford.
And a great rack.
Supposedly.
Oh, no. You can see it in Mildred Pierce.
Yes, I'm scared.
Really?
This is young Joan Crawford being interviewed on British television.
I don't know where to start, but first of all, I think let's take glamour.
Joan Crawford looks slutty.
Now, will you tell me what A is your recipe for it?
Just live.
Just live?
Yes.
Simple as that?
Live with a lovely family, raising children. I don't mean live gloriously and make every day the 4th of July.
Mm-hmm.
I mean just live.
A perfectly ordinary life.
Oh, God, she was just such a phony.
Yeah, she
just
was.
Just live.
Just live.
And beat your children if they don't eat their beef.
Have,
and hit them with wire
have
hangers.
10 fan club presidents over to help sign pictures. La, la, la. Mike, before we begin to the meat of the bonus show, there's a new feature we've installed in the studio, and I want you to be aware of it because it might interrupt you throughout the show.
Okay.
And I don't want any hard feelings. But the Pat Neely Recipe Corner alarm can go off at any time.
All right.
And when that happens, that. You know, Pat Neely will just stop by and share a great recipe. It could happen
Pat Neely, host of Save Your
Save
Groceries.
To Win.
Save to win.
Yeah.
Save to Win.
Which is really picking up a lot of traction in the TMOS community. People are watching it on YouTube. And oh my goodness.
Here it is.
I am not plugged in, so fuck me. The setup was so good. And I really feel bad when you screw up a setup. And oh, wait. Mike, Hidden Valley Meatball.
Do you want to know my secret to a flavorful meatloaf? It's Hidden Valley Ranch dressing. It adds the zing of herbs and just the right amount of savoriness to your meat. Here's how to make it. I take some breadcrumbs. I like to add vegetables to the meat, so I'm adding mushrooms.
He adds what to the
and
meat?
Finally,
vegetables.
The egg to bring it all together. I combine it and then divide it into 6 evenly sized portions. And you know me, I gotta add some barbecue sauce.
Yes, you do.
I bake these for 20 minutes, then let them cool for 5 minutes before serving. You can freeze these individually and reheat them anytime.
Thank you. Thanks, Pat.
Family Dollar headphone jack.
Yeah, you know what would be the greatest is if you had Pat Neely interviewing Bette Davis with laryngitis.
That would be interesting.
You made Baby Jane, my brother.
I understand. Or Pat Neely interviewing Joan Crawford.
Indestructible glamour girls, Joan Crawford.
Oh. I'm sorry. I'm obsessed with Joan Crawford. I can't.
Family Dollar wheelchair oil.
Let's bring out the Frappuccino, shall we? We were talking about it on the regular show all week. This is the unicorn Frappuccino. First of all, why is it called a unicorn Frappuccino?
Mike,
there
did
it
you
is.
See the
Thank
picture?
You, Ashley.
It's something spectacular and mystical with the colors. It almost looks like some sort of hipster, I would say Coachella remixed drink.
I thought it was called the Unicorn Frappuccino because Noah couldn't get it on the Ark.
Thank you, Ashley. That's fine. That'll do.
Please divide it up.
I love Ashley, our intern, because she dedicates herself to whatever project we give her, and that was a wonderful demonstration of, I got every angle of the Frappuccino. That's delightful. So this is made big news this week as far as the Frappuccino. Do we have the ingredients? What's in the Frappuccino?
It is pink and blue and sprinkles and whipped cream.
Does it have any coffee in it?
No caffeine. It's not caffeinated.
This also equals...
Oh, this is a pure sugar drink.
Yep.
Mike, this is equivalent of three regular-sized Snickers bars.
Yes, I read that.
So it's sugar.
Well.
It's just pure candy.
It's just sugar.
Mm-hmm.
All right, unicorn...
I'm into it.
Frap.
Why not?
And I've heard it taste like birthday cake. I've heard it taste sour. One guy in the Washington Post sounds like it said it sounds tastes like sadness. That I thought that was my favorite review.
All right, I'm looking up the ingredients right now.
And it's not cheap. $5.
$5?
Yeah.
Faux sugar.
The reason it's basically blended cream, is it not?
Is it a cream-based drink?
Look, all I know as far as the health is concerned, it's three Snickers bars.
Okay.
It's a blended creme.
Creme or cream?
Vaginal creme.
Oh, gross!
You remember
what
that,
is same? Wrong with you?
Oh,
that is so not appropriate.
Saturday
gross.
Night Live.
Don't ever say that again.
So is it spelled...
Right. For starters, I've got the ingredients. Gross. A standard unicorn Frappuccino pony is made with whole milk and whipped cream.
Okay.
So it's got whole milk, whipped cream. Pony. A grande has 410 calories. Though, of course, this info changes if you get a lower fat or non-dairy milk or skip the whipped cream. Aside from the milk and ice, the unicorn Frappuccino is made with simply a bunch of flavored syrups and sauces. Starbucks creme Frappuccino syrup, vanilla syrup, mango syrup, classic syrup, and white chocolate mocha sauce. Jesus Christ.
So would classic
it's like
syrup,
drinking sugar.
Would classic syrup just be like a bartender's simple syrup?
I don't know.
A sugar suspension?
I'm not a Starbucks guy. I don't know. The fairy powders are actually a mixture of sugar and food colorings made from fairy powders.
They're fabulous.
Hey! Fairy powders are a mixture of sugar and food colorings made from fruit and vegetables. And of course, you know this, ladies and gentlemen, the most magical ingredient of all. What's the main one? Sugar.
Of course.
Sugar. It looks cool. To the eye, Mike, even if it was made not so artistically as the one that's online, just beautiful and pink.
Right.
We got a little bit of a messy one here. It still looks exciting.
It looks lava lampy.
Yes.
Here's something that this is an interesting factor. A grande unicorn Frappuccino has 59 grams or 15 teaspoons of sugar. Putting that into context, that's 59 grams of sugar. A 12-ounce can of Coca-Cola has 39 grams of sugar.
Wow.
Did you know that, Rob Spiewicz, that you've got that much sugar in a Coke?
That's why it tastes so good.
One Hershey's milk chocolate bar has 24 grams of sugar. One Twinkie, 16.5 grams of sugar. One serving of Ben & Jerry's Brownie Batter Core ice cream has 27 grams of sugar.
But that's a false stat.
Servings.
That's a stat because who doesn't eat a pint of ice cream?
One serving of Frosted Flakes has 10 grams of sugar. So,
okay.
That's about one
that's
and a half
almost
times,
health food.
One and a half times the maximum amount of added sugar that's recommended for your body per day. So we are all we've all got our sample cups here. Woo! And now we're going to dive in.
And I love that Ashley, with her service food service industry past, has left the tip of paper on the straw.
That's very cool, no Ashley. Well done. Yeah.
Dirty straws. All right. Not that your hands are dirty. We're dirty.
So this is it, but it's very colorful, and it's got kind of a sky blue pink motif, the unicorn frappuccino. How are we going to take? You going to sip through the straw? Is that what we're going to do?
Yeah, Rob, why don't you go first?
Go ahead, Rob Spiewak.
Yeah.
Mike, the nose on it is...
What is the nose?
It smells a little like Trix.
I'm getting frosting.
You're getting frosting?
Yeah, like
that's good. All these are positive.
Right. Oh, I'm going to take
Trix cereal and frosting.
Cake batter.
I'm taking my sip now.
Big sip.
Go ahead.
Oh, he drank it all.
He chugged it.
It's gone.
That is hideous.
Oh, really? Really? You love sugar. Why do you think it's hideous?
Because there's too much going on.
Oh, all this is fun.
How is it fun?
This is fun.
This is not fun at all.
To explain yourself why it's hideous, please.
Because it's got, I can understand the whipped cream and the milk sort of base because it's almost like a milkshakey thing. But then there's a tartness and a fruitiness to
it's
it.
Oh, so good. Yummy.
Ashley.
Yeah, the manager at the Starbucks.
The one who's in love with you.
Yeah. He told me to make sure that everybody got a little bit of whipped cream because that's where the tartness comes from, is the powder on top of the whipped cream.
I bet he did.
Ah, okay. Yeah.
Okay. So the tartness, if you don't like tart, which I don't like, I don't like lemony. I don't like, you might not like this.
Well, no, you know what? Tart is okay when it's in its place. Like a lemon meringue pie is fine. But this is creamy and tart. See, when I taste like a milk-like base flavor and tartness, I think of spoiled milk.
But you want creamy to be Bailey's, creamy to be cheesecake, creamy
something
to
thick.
Be smooth.
Yeah.
Oscar, what about you? Rob hates it. What do you think?
Look, as an immigrant, my palate is a bit different. And I'll say that while I love it, it's a nice treat for once in a while. I'm not really familiar with what type of consistency my milk-based desserts would have because I really don't eat dessert that much.
Oh, and that's awesome. That is so great. You know, was it hard to eat dessert when you were getting your master's degree because you were so busy?
For me,
yes,
this is a nice treat in the middle of the week. Not an everyday type of drink.
This is a Wednesday treat.
Is it something you go out of your way to order?
I would do it if I had kids. If I had kids, and
kids
you
like
want to try one of these? Yeah, the kids would
unicorn
like it.
Frappuccino. Let's move over to Pony Boy Matt Bloom. Pony, what do you think?
You know, the taste
first of all,
is,
can you put it in front of you? Can
I
you
don't
please
even
put
want
it
near
in,
me?
I mean, honest to God, you are the most anti-food human being I've ever seen in my life.
Well, this thing's
did
gross.
You even take a sip of it?
I did. And you know,
his voice got so
a milky
high.
Slurpee. Slurpee should
man.
Not have.
Wait, that's a good description so far.
Yeah, milky
that may
Slurpee.
Be the best. A milky Slurpee.
Yeah,
that's
man.
Gross.
I'm milky Slurpee.
That to me is gross. Cherry. I don't like that.
It should never have a Slurpee should never have milky, you know, thick, creamy anything in it.
And where it goes away from being like a Slurpee is a Slurpee almost has like a feeling of carbonation and
yes,
it's freezing.
Exactly.
And this just has pellets of ice suspended, little microscopic pellets of ice, so that water waters down the milk. It's
so
bad.
Really not,
it's nasty.
Sounds like it's a big bowl of nothing. Ashley, what's your impression of the Frappuccino?
It kind of tastes like if you mixed a smoothie with a milkshake with Smarties.
Yeah, smoothie,
see,
milkshake,
that's
and Smarties.
That's just too sugary for me. I don't like that. I don't care. Maddie, have you sampled yours?
Yeah, I just don't understand how somebody could have the whole grande. Like, that's just insane.
Yeah,
that is insane.
And this is not even the biggest one. This is like a medium.
Yeah. A grande.
So I think overall, Oscar, you said maybe negative from Pony.
Look,
Ashley, you said you described it, but would you get it? Do you like it?
Honestly, I'm a black coffee or iced coffee.
Yeah,
kind
just
of
like your men.
Yeah,
so,
that's right. Decaf.
It's old.
So that's
joke,
a nay.
You know.
Maddie, you gave it a negative. So overall, we're giving it a thumbs down. Yeah. The unicorn frappuccino.
Very sad. Yeah. Other desserts are better, Mike.
Turn it down a little bit, please. Thank you.
A better dessert might be lemon icebox pie.
Just four ingredients, all from Family Dollar. I start by making lemonade concentrate. It's as easy as equal parts of water and lemonade mix.
Parse.
And here's where the magic happens.
Magic.
We fold in Breyers vanilla bean ice cream and some whipped topping.
Why is he on television?
I don't know!
And spoon it into this ready-made graham cracker pie shell from Family Dollar. Let it sit for 4 hours in the freezer.
Good God.
And enjoy. I hope
man,
you and your
you get a good agent. You get a good agent, life can be really good. That agent ought to be worth his way to go. What does he run? A barbecue joint in New York? Is that why he's
that's
food
it.
Network?
And
were they Food Network stars?
I think they were stars.
They were.
Yeah, but he started as a restaurateur, and then him and his wife did the show, The Neelys.
Yeah,
and then from that,
were you a foodie when you ran O'Mara's?
Not really. Well, I've always been kind of a foodie.
Yeah, but you weren't like in the kitchen making dishes, were you?
Early on, I went back into I went into my kitchen and I made my Maine lobster stew.
Oh, that's right.
And I brought it out to my customers at the bar, and we made a giant bunch of it, and we brought it out. And the very first comment I got from one of the guys at the Manassas bar was, "How much are you going to charge for it?"
Yeah, they care about
my pipe, drink my beer in a shot, and I realized at that moment that was a singular moment where I actually realized that providing good food in that anus of a town would be something. Now it's changed because my friend Chris has a joint there that's kicking ass.
Mike, I heard
because he branded it differently and he's doing really well. My friend that's got the oh god, what the hell is it? Oh no,
the on track horse racing.
Yeah, the
off track. No, not the place that's okay. This is I wish I could give him
the
a
wine
plug.
Bar
Chris Sellers,
the PF City
Skins
Grill
or PJ Skins,
Skadoos,
PJ Finns, I think might be the name of the place. And
I was living in a devil town.
No, I put out great brunches. I hired expensive chefs. It never flew. You got to go all food or make it a party watering hole, and I missed the mark.
Someone told me that Old Town Manassas, their cuisine and their customer base is changing. Mm-hmm. That they are the dollars to go eat there have been jacked up in order to gentrify the old town crowd, which is essentially saying taking all the yokels out of
Chili's is still at the national average, right?
No, but Applebee's. I mean, you guys, Oscar, you probably spend more time in that town than anybody.
Yes, unfortunately, I always
dread
it.
Have you been to Old Town? Have you been out in Old Town?
Yes,
at all, or
I have.
To
have
see
you taken the horse-drawn carriage tour?
No, I haven't been since it's changed, Mike. I was actually. I was slandering Old Town Manassas.
How dare you?
And then somebody stepped up that I was slandering to and said, "I don't think you know Old Town now. It's changed." And I said, "What's changed about it? Like, is that dildo shop still on Main Street?" And he said, "Well, that's still there, but the restaurant crowd has changed."
What about Jess the Psychic? Is she still got that little booth?
I think
booth?
She does.
Oh, that's
long-term
good.
Lease, Rob. You can't just get them out.
I like that her sign used to say, "Jess the Psychic, no appointment necessary." And it's like, duh. She's obviously going to know you're coming.
I don't know where it is. I'm trying to find it, but it's something.
Fierce. I do believe in old.
It has changed.
Right on the edge of Old Town is where this psychic was, and I think it was a photo mat booth that they converted into a psychic place.
Looks like it.
Yeah.
Looks like a
big camera. Actually put in some upper scale type of stuff.
You're right.
I mean,
that's what I
heard.
The vape lounges are nicer now.
Wine bar. No, I'm telling you, Rob. The guy was. He was talking. He's like, it's almost like a poor man's Old Town Alexandria. And I said, well, a poor man's Old Town Alexandria would be nice for anybody, right?
Sure,
yeah, because that's just how we find out
the joint in Manassas that I'm trying to plug.
We don't know your friend's name, Mike. We can't just look it up.
It's the PF Skins or PJ
that's really,
Skins.
That's Fins. A lot to look for. Let me look for it.
PJ Fins. I'm trying to find it right now. Anyway, it's
is it definitely Fins?
Is it PJ maybe? I know that Leesburg, Old Town Leesburg is also a poor man's Old Town Alexandria.
Leesburg is the much nicer.
Well, yeah, we have the biker bar.
CJ Finn's Raw Grill.
CJ Finn's.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, that's what it is. That's got a pretty decent. I was checking out the menu because the who is going to be there?
It's a taco place. Rob.
I think the
Grill?
Moody's were going to be there, and I was recommending a place to go for
Barb and Chuck.
For Barb and Chuck to go, and that's what I said. And they've got if you look at his website, CJ
nice
Finn's.
Beers.
CJ Finn's. Look at their website.
Nice
beautiful
bar.
Website. You know, it looks nice.
It looks
nice,
fun.
I wonder if the Moody's were focusing on liquid or solid when they went out.
They've got a rooftop deck, Mike.
Yes. Yeah. Did a lot of fun stuff, and that's it. So I wish him the best of luck. He's a good guy. Always treated me very nice.
And it's in Old Town, right there?
It's in Old Town, Manassas, Virginia. So there's the plug.
Historic.
CJ Finn. Tell him Mike sent you.
Yes. That's right. Wonderful. Wonderful recipes there. Delicious recipes, just like Pat Neely would have for us. Oh, there's another one. I cued him on it. Let's see what we have here.
Holiday cheer with my Oreo peppermint pops. The first thing I'm going to do is chop my
Why is one soft and one loud?
Peppermint
Jesus.
Candy canes and Oreos. I use my mini chopper from Family Dollar to quickly chop
oh,
up
there we go.
Everything.
You can buy appliances
then combine
there.
The Oreos and the cream cheese.
Thank you. That's delicious. Oh, warm.
And we're ready to shape our balls.
Then we're gonna place Hold on, wait, stop it. We're Hold it, isolate Jesus it, send it to Christ. Me. It goes into the soundboard.
All right.
Can you play it again? Play it from the beginning. We didn't catch it first. It would have been isolated.
Holiday cheer with my yes. Oreo peppermint pops.
Oreo peppermint pops.
What's so great is that Mike, with Pat Neely, every day is Christmas.
Peppermint yes. candy canes and Oreos.
Oreos.
I use my mini chopper from Family,
from Family Dollar
to quickly chop up everything. Right.
Quickly, yeah. everything.
Combine Turn it up. Oreos and the cream cheese.
Here we go. Here it comes.
And we're ready to shape our balls.
Okay.
Yeah, you are.
Then we're going to place them in the freezer.
Thank
for
you
10
very
minutes.
Much. Please.
We're going
okay.
to melt
Turn it off.
Mike,
matter.
You mentioned the Moody's earlier.
Yes. The Moody's. Yes, Barb and Chuck.
They don't ever send us gifts.
That's true.
They never ever send us gifts.
If they anything, sometimes write.
If anything, the Moody's in the past have thrown things at us.
That's right. Hush puppies. Yes.
I haven't forgotten.
Daughters.
Daughters, Sorry. Yes. Well, you dropped that one. Yeah. That was a big fumble.
His impotence ruined that.
Yes.
Yeah. All they wanted was a grandchild.
Impotence.
People reach out to me periodically to find out about different things. And Barb reached out because they were going to some show. And I responded kindly.
Hey, Mike, we're going to a show. What's a good place to eat dinner?
I don't believe that she was inebriated.
That is not nice.
She knows I love her.
I don't believe that she was inebriated when she contacted me. I don't think that happened. But she reached out. And it was,
you're right, Rob.
I think it was very kind.
Chuck, where's my laptop? I'm going to write Mike. He'll tell me. You don't know where to eat dinner, Chuck. Michael, no.
Saturday, she said, Mike, we're going to a concert next Sunday in Manassas. It's Chuck's birthday, so we want to go to dinner first. Any restaurant recommendations in Manassas? Thanks, Barb.
Chuck's birthday yeah. concert.
And I got
CJ
right to it.
CJ Finn's.
So CJ yeah. Finn's is
CJ Finn's. So,
and Barb's the kind of person to let me know if it sucks.
Oh, she yeah. will.
Mike, TripAdvisor, excellent. 55 votes for excellent. Congratulations.
That's wonderful. Well, that's but yeah. your point, Oscar, is that, no, we haven't gotten gifts, but our good friends, the Colburns, reached out. And I believe sent some gifts along to
yes.
everyone.
There
Do
is a
not?
Card that is addressed to Rob, Oscar, and Pony, and then there are gifts for all of
yes.
us. The what card
about,
says...
What about Mike?
What about Mike?
Okay.
Yeah. He got a note from Barb.
Fair enough.
So he's the winner.
Right. There, I'm the winner. I'm the big... Who's the big winner on the show today? Mikey. Mikey's the big winner.
It's a
Mikey's
thank you note.
Mikey's going to bingo tonight.
Oh, big dollar bingo?
Yeah, yeah, big dollar bingo.
Are you going to buy a dauber?
Fuck yes. yeah. Fuck yeah.
Dabber.
America, fuck yeah.
It's the
Mr. America might get a little tuned before the bingo.
It's the action.
Carla told me, you know what Carla got me? This is what Carla
Don't
told me.
Don't touch my dauber.
Carla told me this to get me to go. Otherwise, I wouldn't have gone. Because I went to the one here in Cocoonville. And I
just the pricing.
Absolutely the land of suck.
Right.
But she says, no, it's electronic. You can pay like a dollar more and it's electronic. And so they basically, you just put the card in front of you, and it's some computer program that basically.
Wow, if you pay $15, you don't even have to go.
You just drink.
That's right.
Well, that's, you know, that's what I kind of plan on doing.
Is it in like a Legion Hall or in a
I'll
rec
let you
center?
Know tomorrow. I'll let you know tomorrow on the. This is going to be one of those time travel things, so you'll be hearing about that.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. That's right.
Yeah. That's
All right. This note you. Says, thank you, dear Rob, Oscar, Pony. Mike's gift is already in Florida.
Ooh.
Please forgive the waka waka nature of these gifts. They're simply tiny, tacky tokens.
Colonel sent me a great album, a wonderful album, Frank Sinatra album, which was
Ooh,
great.
Cool,
nice.
Cool. Tokens of our sincere gratitude for being so graciously welcome into the studio last month so we could see how the magic is made. They didn't put it in quotation marks, so I guess it's sincere. Thanks so much for all you do. Fondly, Mike and Nancy Colburn. Such nice people.
Let's see what we got. So yeah. all three of you got little gifties.
Yes.
I'm gonna
Oscar's opening his first. What do you get, Oscar?
A box.
I got a box of foam. Hold on, let me open this up.
Here. Oh, I think I got something pretty great.
All right.
Go ahead, Rob.
It. It looks to be an apron that looks like an Elvis jumpsuit. So if I put it on, I may appear to be wearing a jumpsuit. Let's see. I can only tell from the outer part of it. So I'm unfolding it now, even as we speak.
So it's like a, is that like a barbecue apron,
yeah,
Rob?
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God. Let's see this. Here we go. Let's see what it is.
I have to take my headphones off a second. Give me a sec.
He's going to model it right now. This shouldn't
Nothing
take too long.
Like a barbecue
It's like putting
apron.
A 747 in a hangar. All right.
It's the Hawaii jumpsuit.
All right. Oh, it's that's fantastic.
That is great. I can't wait to go out and cook some sloppy food.
Oh, nice. The Coburn sent me a mug that says, "Real men live in tiny houses." I'm taking this home with me. Thank
you. Have room for it?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Right in the living room.
Pony Boy, Matt Bloom, you received a gift also.
Yes, I did. It is a lady ladle. It's a spoon shaped like a woman.
Oh, nice. You know what, Pony? You got another woman in your life.
Oh, my God, Colburns, you're very funny.
Oh, there's two of them,
kind.
So it's like salad tongs, too.
Yes, the other one is a spaghetti
bitch.
Thing.
Yeah, you're into spaghetti.
It's they the lady ladle funny. And the spaghetti bitch.
You know, if you balance the balancing act of being funny and classy at the same time,
that's thoughtful.
That is the Colburns, dear friends of ours. And we
love
are
my
so
gift.
Well
Thank you,
happy
guys.
To have them in our life. And we look forward to seeing them down in NOLA, too. And I will be seeing them before that up in the Great Pine Tree State. We're getting together again this summer, which is going to be a lot of fun. So,
Colburns,
we love you. That is hysterically funny. All those gifts are 10 on the humor scale.
Perfect.
Rob with the Elvis apron, Oscar, real
men.
What is it?
Real men live in tiny houses.
That's the one that gets me. And then the lady. So you'll always have a lady in the kitchen.
That's
Pony.
Right.
And spaghetti bitch.
And spaghetti bitch, of course.
That's true. Have we started the show yet?
We haven't, so we can if you like.
Start the damn show.
Okay.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Tell me again why we're not seeing a real movie.
Hey, this place is state-of-the-art. They just got that cool new format.
A what, Cinethrax? What marketing wizard thought that one up?
Cineblog said that it's crazy intense. Some guy at the first tech screening went totally insane. They had to roll him out of a wheelchair.
Oh, okay. So some geriatric shits himself. The PR jumps all over it. They hype it up. See, this is what they do, Chloe. What do you do? What is that? What are you doing? What are the little hieroglyphics?
They're called emojis, Your Majesty.
God forbid people actually communicate using real words.
Oh, they have one for you now. It's a dog poop with a smiley face.
If it was me, it wouldn't be smiling.
Two for Chosen, the final saga.
That'll be $57.
What a bargain!
Well, I'll get the seats, you get the snacks. That cool?
Yes, that is cool. Right.
Rosemary scrambled quail eggs, the tofu dog with mango aioli. We also have a vegan sausage biscuit with jalapeno chutney.
Popcorn.
Yeah, we got that.
Your world is about to change. Brace yourself for Cinethrax. Embrace the experience.
This is gonna suck.
Oh, holy balls! Jesus Christ!
Dusty, calm down. What's wrong?
God, there's something loose in this theater!
Yeah, a big, dumb, loud guy. Shut up.
No, not me. Is there something coming off of the screen?
It's just the 3D, idiot.
It's the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana, and now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show Bonus Hour. That was a clip from Robin Pony going to the anime movie.
That was it. I was the guy buying the quail eggs.
With Patton.
Yeah.
That wasn't in 3D, was it?
No.
What is that we were listening to? What exactly?
That is Dimension 404, and Patton Oswalt was featured in that episode. It's a miniseries on Hulu.
Okay. DM404.
What's it kind of about?
It's like an Outer Limits, Twilight Zone type show, only it's really, really funny, and it's like based on modern technology. Very funny.
It's a funny Twilight Zone.
Yes. And Patton Oswalt wrote and starred in this episode, and he was playing an old curmudgeon that doesn't like all the new movie technology, and he brings his own glasses that actually undo the 3D and make the movie flat again. He was really great in it.
Speaking of Patton, have you seen the trailer for the new Tom Hanks movie where he plays Todd Moore?
Yeah. It looks like, you know, unfortunately though, Tom, you know, Patton does not get a lot of dialogue in the trailer, but he gets a lot of screen time where he appears to be the right-hand man of Tom Hanks, correct?
Yeah, it looks pretty cool. And the movie actually looks kind of great.
You know, Patton is...
Circle.
Fascinating, his body of work. He is incredibly well thought of in Hollywood. And I think that that's why you, you know, behind the scenes, he does a lot of script doctoring. He's known for that. But he also picks up some pretty cherry little acting gigs. You know, he's done some pretty good stuff over the years. And I always root for him. And obviously
big
his
movies.
Stand-up.
He's in the new MST3K, right?
Yeah.
He's a character in the new Mystery Science Theater, which is a huge deal on
he
Netflix.
Actually sent the executed contract from our fax machine here
that's
in the studio
right.
for that series. We just couldn't talk about it.
I forgot about
that's
that.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And we hope the next time he's swinging through town, he's going to come on the show. We love to panel with Patton. It's always like old home week when he comes by. I will tell you that you mentioned Hulu, that's where that series is. I am just so fucking tired of negotiating the technology of everything.
Yeah.
You get to a point with passwords, and by the way, a security alert, I've thrown passwords and everything. There's just so much proprietary information out there with connecting services that you have, and I'll be honest with you, this particular week, I'm overwhelmed by it. HBO Go would be an example of something where, or HBO, there are two of them, right? Isn't there
Now
HBO
and Go,
today,
Mike. Now and Go.
What's the difference? I didn't know there was two
HBO
of them.
Go is an extension of your cable subscription or your DirecTV subscription, right?
Okay, that's the one that I can never get into because Carrie is forever changing her password to our account.
HBO Now is your a la carte $10 a month or $12 a month.
So the other one walks hand in hand.
I'm going to throw out to our tech guru, Mr. Santana, because he does Tech 411 with Todd Moore.
Yes.
I'm going to throw out a hugely generic, wide question here where do you see any eventuality where technology will catch up with the stupidity of the American people, and the technology will secure our, you know, a la the thumbprint on an iPhone, where we will not have to have a briefcase full of names and passwords to access these different services, because it is a quagmire. And especially when you have an old email, as I do, and you're trying to retrieve something where that was set up. I have been doing this on Instagram. I have been doing this with DirecTV. I have been doing this with HBO. I have been doing this with Hulu. It is crushing. I you know, the only one, God love them, that streamline everything for me are the wonderful people at Netflix who seem to make it easier than anybody
in
else.
And
who are
out.
Not, who are not just constantly
like
requiring, a la
what?
The Apple Corporation, the paranoid Apple Corporation, which is requiring you can't take a piss without getting a password for Apple. And it gets to a point where
that's
it's
the
just
iPiss
like,
app.
I will be honest with you, the HBO Go thing where I want to like look at something that was on HBO that I missed.
Yes.
I quit. I'll go step. I don't know where that is. I don't know how to link this. I don't know how to link this.
See, you do that, you let HBO win, Mike. You can't do that.
It sucks.
Also, this all has to do with security. So that's what it comes down to, right?
That's the general question.
Yes.
Will the technology take care of the security
for us
eventually?
We're only as strong as our weakest link. And you know who the weakest link is? Us. It's the rubes that give their passwords away, which allow people to hack their accounts, and the providers are, in the long run, liable and paying the price for it.
Would I be a rube by saying I think the concept of typing in an 8-letter password could that someday be a thing of the past?
What about like stuff
we
see?
We have more secure ways of
your fingerprint. I guess, password.
And your eyes.
I would say, like, for example, we have a camera in our phones.
Yes.
We have cameras in most of our laptops. You know, other computers.
Your
authentication,
and really, Pony's in this world more than I am, but your authentication overall will become easier. But the reality is that essentially now with passwords, I got to tell you, I have got hundreds of accounts that need passwords, right? No. It's not fun.
No, it's
great. Actually it's tedious. I finally
do you use LastPass manager?
I use LastPass.
Yeah, LastPass.
And I pay the $1.99 a month or whatever it is, so I can use it across all platforms.
So how does that work?
They essentially give you an encrypted password to each pass, but you have one password for yourself. One password opens them all. And Mike, we've been down this road for you. You just don't want to do it. Like, you don't want to put in the time and work to get that done.
Because it sucks. Because it's a tedious bullshit. Yeah,
but I'll say.
And you know why it is? Yes. Because I have that old, because I don't want to throw people under the bus here, but yeah. I had someone who went batshit with my passwords and fucked me over with that.
Did he have a towel?
Part of this. No, but he hung out
with a guy with a towel.
Oh, he hung out with a guy with a towel, right?
Yeah.
And did he not get in and muck it up?
I remember there was one time.
It's like fishing line.
We almost lost your iPad because we couldn't access anything within it.
Right.
Because there was 75 different passwords and none of them seemed tied to three different emails.
So you have to fight with the actual service provider to give you a new
password. Hold on. I'm sorry, Oscar. Oh, see. You're going to love this recipe.
Family Dollar has everyday low prices on the name brands, and there are plenty of Kellogg's cereals to choose from.
Kellogg's.
But we're going to take Rice Krispies treats and give them a twist, y'all.
Twist, y'all.
And here's a job you can give your kids. Separate the Fruit Loops into piles of green and pink. While they're doing that, heat up some butter and some marshmallows over medium heat. And when the marshmallows and butter are melted, it should look like glue, because that's what's going to hold those Fruit Loops together. And once it looks liquidy, take it off the heat and divide the marshmallow glue into two bowls and combine.
Thank you. Thanks, Pat. Thank you very much.
Using a round cake pan been sprayed with canola oil, place the green Fruit Loops evenly on the outer edges of the cake pan to create the watermelon rind.
Thank you.
Family Dollar password keeper.
Family Dollar Hulu crash.
Well, Mike, you know what? Here's the thing. I'm going to work. Oscar, you're right. I will put in the effort. I want to experience everything. And with the cutting the cord mentality of television.
That was
content,
a very Joan Crawford like statement.
I want to experience everything.
I will not put a ceiling on my enjoyment at iJackpot. I want.
Mike, you know what?
With the world of cutting the cord, I wish to acquire every password required. AT&T DirecTV.
Mitch Crawford, this drives me up the wall because you know how to use a computer.
Yeah.
You know how to do the work. And what?
Shut up, Oscar.
When I hear you complaining about it, I'm like,
Mamacita, Control Alt Delete.
Of all the people,
well, for example,
you can figure
Oscar
this out.
Oscar wants us to post on Instagram and link it to our Facebook account.
Yes.
So Oscar very kindly goes online and looks up, how do you link the accounts? And then he sends us a text, which was great. And I follow the text, and it's nothing. The instructions, not Oscar's instructions, because they weren't his. The instructions that are posted have absolutely no bearing in reality whatsoever. They were asking you to click in the upper right, which doesn't exist. And then there's another. And they're all fucking different. What's that?
Those instructions get outdated. What ends up happening?
But did you try? Not these.
It worked for me.
I was able to do it, and I did it with Rob
Ford. I wasn't
Ford.
Able to do it. My phone wouldn't fucking do it.
But I did notice this when I posted.
Yes.
It says, "Do you want to share?" There's a step where you have to tick.
No! Now, see, even that's the truth. That I was able to do that, but that's the only way I'm able to post on Instagram. I have to do an extra step. It's not automatic. I cannot.
Yeah, but
get
that's everybody has to do that, Mike. We all share.
No one said that.
Yeah, but that's one small step. That shouldn't
stick
in your crawl.
Someone wearing a black shirt right now said it was automatic. Well, you said it was automatic.
I'm wearing blue.
So listen, I'm not blaming you for the extra step, and I have no issue at all with taking the extra step. What I have an issue with is for someone telling me that I didn't have to take the extra step and me dicking around all afternoon thinking that I could link some magic account so every post on fucking Instagram would automatically go to Facebook.
Yeah, to be fair.
Wait, hold on. Is it not? You have to post share. every time.
Yeah, but what he said is you have to go through that step to post
you
on Instagram
unless
anyway.
Unless you link your accounts, but it wasn't magically that I will post a picture of my right eyeball on Instagram and will automatically shit over to my homepage on Facebook. It won't do that, right? You have to physically press share.
Technically, you're right, but your account wasn't even linked before.
Yes, it was. It was linked yesterday. By the way, I linked it right away. That picture of my son when I said Mr. Big Shot.
Yes,
Oscar,
no, no.
I linked
I'm talking
Facebook
about
account.
Before the show.
Before the show, but before you came in and said, we got to put everything on Instagram because we want to get the young people. Before you did that, I wasn't able to.
You weren't linked.
I wasn't
did the instructions
even
help you
I
link?
Never used, cause I never
did
used
the
Instagram.
Instructions help you link your
no.
account?
That's the point I was trying to make. I figured it out on my own.
Oh. Because I worked through the instructions with Rob Ford before I sent him over, and we did it back and forth, and it worked.
It was actually a different process for me that ultimately proved to be something that just popped up, and there it was.
Okay.
I couldn't tell you in a million years where I could
Rob,
find it.
Rob, did
now,
the instructions
the
work
thing,
for you?
Yeah, they did.
Okay. Pony?
Okay, so I'm the I only idiot in the room.
Oh, Pony didn't even do it.
I was working.
Attaboy.
Boy, don't care about the show,
Pony.
It's
rat's
okay.
Ass
well, it's not so much that.
Extra fucking people.
Evolve or die, people.
Feel
that's
like
all
I'm
I say.
20, you know?
No one cares what he's got.
Yeah, Pony, you've got the same profile picture since 1986.
That's right. What a look. I'm following Matt Bloom on Instagram. Another bottle of gin.
Oh, yeah.
That's
yeah,
nice.
To do.
Some martinis.
Let me do this
olive
right
work.
Now. I'm going to do this right now. I'm going to take a screenshot.
Okay.
And I will take a picture of the monitor, which is my favorite thing to do.
Okay.
Notifications now available. Oh, shut up. Leave me alone, please.
This man is not the man that's going to have multiple passwords.
To answer your question from earlier, there is something called Squirrel, or SQRL, that is coming along from the genius Steve Gibson, a security genius. He's writing
boring!
This. And it's going to be
boring. Nerd
everything.
Yes,
nerd.
No one wants a squirrel
everything.
In their rectum.
Okay. Instagram tutorial live on the air. When I want to post a picture, do I hit the plus button?
Yes.
Yes.
All right. Thank you very much. All right. There we go. There you are. I'm going to get a picture of Oscar.
Yay!
Right
now.
Yay!
Oscar, there you are. All right. And I took a picture of him.
Jazz hands.
That was great.
All right. Then it says next. Okay. I do this. Write a caption.
How about this one? Asshole.
Well, no.
Ass hat of the day.
No, I'm not going to write fuck of the mountain. I'm not going to write
fuck
of
that's
the mountain.
That. That's wow, that sounds very nice.
I haven't heard that in forever.
Inspiration.
Yeah, right?
Fuck oh the mountain.
Yes.
That's the Irish version.
Thoughtful Thursdays. Thoughtful Thursdays.
And
fuck
share.
Oh the clown.
Yes. There.
All right. Share, Mike.
Share. All right, and now after I share that on my Instagram... Mm-hmm.
Did you tick the Facebook slide?
No, I don't have the Facebook slide.
Oh. Have you updated your Instagram app?
Ooh.
If you don't update,
yeah,
you're
old
school.
I updated it. But I, all right, it says promote. Does that mean I share? Is that...
Promote, I mean they're going to ask you for money.
Yes.
Right. Where do I that, click to share that on Facebook?
Let me see if you posted it to your page yet first.
My Instagram? O'Mara.
Yeah, I'm looking at your personal page here.
All right, should be on.
So I'm going to post a picture of you on the monitor, Mike, and then that'll allow me to walk through the process.
This is for everybody out there that isn't on IG.
You got to be hot.
And the girls really use this more than we do.
And is
so
IG
feel free to chime
the
in.
Hipster way of saying fucking
or
Instagram?
Instagram. All right. So there is
Is mine on there before Rob does his thing? Is mine on there?
I'm loading it right now, Mike.
Let's see if I can Instagram.
Instagram.
Bunch of fucking hype.
No, it's not hype.
The numbers don't dictate that, Mike. We're just a little late to the party.
In the time that it took you guys to post
she
this
posted
one thing,
and followed us.
I followed all three of you guys and posted twice.
Kicking ass and taking names.
Ashley, is Oscar's picture on my
it's not on
my homepage?
No, not on there.
No.
Not on.
Why the fuck not?
Well, Mike, we all figured out on our end.
Look, that's what I have.
Yes.
That's what I have right there.
Yay.
It's there.
TMOS all right,
so
Mike.
It's there. Why is it not?
Is your account linked? Because usually it'll prompt you when your account is linked.
Are you looking on Facebook or on Instagram?
You're on Instagram. But
are you looking on Facebook or Instagram?
I'm looking on both, Mike. I see yours on mine, on your Instagram, and I don't see yours on your Facebook.
So, Mike,
page.
That's because I
haven't linked it to Facebook yet because I'm supposed to share. How the fuck do I do that? That's the question I have.
Okay.
And
after
by the way,
you take
I don't want to
picture.
Do this off air, so that's why I'm doing it on the
okay,
show.
When you hit, when you take the picture, you like the picture, you hit next. And right. then it says write a caption, and then underneath it'll say tag people, add location,
and then it says, and then it's got like that. That's what it's got.
Okay, well, back up.
Yeah, back
bit.
Up a little. It's always sees a white screen.
Yeah. Okay.
Back up a little bit more.
It's got a heart. It's got a bubble, and it's got an airplane, and then it's got a little label on the right side.
I don't think he's
That's
linked to Facebook
got.
Because
yeah,
when
you,
I do it, it
got,
allows
you got
me
a
to
link
tick
to
a...
Facebook, Mike. When I do it, it gives me options right there.
Fuck it. Fuck it. Fuck it. I hate it. I fucking hate it. I hate trying to do this.
Sounds
I try
like,
to do this all day.
Sounds like Bill
it's
O'Reilly.
Impossible.
Not very
Insta.
We'll do it live! Forget it!
Maybe he's more of a Snapchat guy.
Yeah, Mike, let's get you in a Snapchat.
Mm-hmm.
I have Snapchat.
Kids love that. Snapchat.
So how would I link this to Facebook? Just out of curiosity.
Okay, let me go back to my instructions, please.
It is in
my
the
text
email.
That went
or
bad.
The text.
The text.
No, it didn't work. The instructions were shit. They didn't do it. And they weren't your instructions. They were the generic ones from 5 years
you're
ago.
You're parsing words. The instructions
work.
I sent over, if you will.
The
please.
Instructions you
he
sent
will.
Over.
Yes.
He will.
The instructions, which I tried yesterday to confirm before I sent them over, it's for an iPhone or Windows phone. Mm-hmm. When you're on your profile picture, tap your little face on your profile picture. And Rob, do these with me.
You got it. I'm going right now. Tap your little face.
Your face on Instagram. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Right?
Got it.
So you're on your profile.
I'm not going to waste the rest of the show doing this. I'm sorry. I've just reached the point of no return. I swear to God, I am not completely functionally illiterate when it comes to computer. Instagram is horseshit for me.
Have you asked your wife?
She agrees.
She can't.
It is so difficult to negotiate Instagram. Now, Ashley, I know
Julia
you've done
helped
it.
Me last
if you've
night.
Been, if did Julia help you?
She did.
Because
well,
it's
go.
Hard, is it not? If you haven't been on it for a year, a
I had
newbie,
questions to ask. I did have questions to ask, like when I want to see a
what is
thread
the fucking paper airplane? What does that mean? What is the little paper airplane?
That's send?
In the corner?
Yeah,
that's how you.
No, I clicked
post?
On that, and I get a bunch of people that are following me. It says direct on top.
Oh,
of it.
When you want to send a message,
send a direct
message. Yeah.
Paper
send a direct message.
So that's a message.
Paper.
Okay,
it disappears
now we've established
too.
That.
Yeah, that's so that'll
like
go
Snapchat.
Away. So
you what do you mean that goes?
You
away?
Can send a dick pic, and it'll go away.
Oh, I'll be right back.
Yeah.
I've got the heart. I've got the heart picture. The heart.
You're gonna love a pic. You're liking.
That's
a pic.
When you're really
that's,
into
that's
it.
That's if
yeah.
I like something.
Yes,
but
yes.
Why would I like my own? So I don't understand that. Then I've got.
You could
the
like other people's pics.
Mm-hmm. What is the bubble thing?
Comments.
It's comments, all right, but that would be if I wanted to comment on my own picture. What is the
but
label?
But you can do that on any
far,
picture.
What
Mike.
Is the label on the far right hand side?
The ribbon. That means it's a favorite.
Oh, all right. No. Okay, so I don't have that. And then it's got promote, and then it's got little dot, dot, dot to the right of TMOS Mike.
Hit the dot, dot, dot.
I'm hitting that right now.
What does that give you?
Delete, turn off commenting, edit, share.
All right. Mm-hmm. Hit that.
There we go. All right. Twitter, Tumblr, Flickr.
Oh, so you still Facebook. Have to link your Facebook.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no, I got it.
Nor Quick and Dirty Rice.
I'm using Nor Rice Size, which gives you a
all right, I just shared it on Facebook. Shut it up. Turn it off.
Delicious
I just
meal.
Shared
I
it
said
on
shut
Facebook.
It off. We'll do it right. Live.
I just put it on Facebook. But I think it links to the Mike O'Mara show and not necessarily my actual page. Anyway, it's just complicated. It's a complicated world. That's the point I was trying to make for everybody. It's a complicated. This is for the older people that might be able to. No, it's like, fuck older. This is for anybody that thinks
jump
it's
back,
a little too complicated.
Jump back
complex.
20 years.
Yes.
Before all of this happened.
Yeah, I see you. You're the Mike O'Mara show.
All right. So in order for me to share, I don't hit the vertical dots like the instructions said. I hit the horizontal dots. Now, it might seem like a minimal little thing with instructions, but when you're trying to get detailed instructions, it means a lot.
Mike,
am I right or wrong about that?
I think that you're being a little picky. You look for dots, you put them together. It doesn't matter if they're vertical or horizontal. You just figure it out.
So what we're going to have to do is we'll have to relink him to his personal page.
He got it, though.
But that's awesome.
No, if it went to my, did it go to my personal page?
No, it went to your show page.
The show page.
Your show page.
That's
the Michael Mara show.
And because I don't know how to link it to my regular page. These are pages. It only links me to pages that I'm an administrator of. Do you see?
Oh.
And I would think that I was the administrator of my own page.
Well, you
but
are.
But I guess
you
it
are.
Doesn't. But then why the fuck did I link it?
Mike,
because it's Instagram, the cool hippie.
Fuck it. Hate it. I hate it. I hate it. I am not doing
it. Don't do it,
anymore.
Mike. Don't do it.
No. I am not doing it. I tried. I tried for like 45 minutes yesterday. I was sitting there going,
Ashley,
I want to see Mike try Snapchat now.
No.
No.
No. No. I had to get it. I had to. Mike.
You don't understand. This is how we make a living,
for
my dear.
Snapchat, I had to have somebody
Snapchat's
come over and teach me.
Snapchat's updated their terms of privacy. Lick my ass, Snapchat. Thank you.
Is that one of the terms?
For that.
Now you can more privately send dick pics.
Mike, if you're on Snapchat, I would say you follow some adult actresses because they are very open with their posts.
Mmm. Okay, hold on. Yes.
Right. Yes.
All right, who do I?
Who's a favorite?
Right now?
Yes.
Oh, Tori Black.
Yes.
She was sick this week, though.
Oh.
Hope she has a good recovery so she can get back on camp.
Was it the clap?
No clap. Nothing crazy.
No, so I could send it
lots
to
lots of natural homeopathic.
I only have like 4 friends on Snapchat.
Oh.
That means you know like what that means? That, that means
exclusive.
You didn't link up.
And it's exclusive
to your personal page.
Too much technology for my.
He can't get on HBO Go.
Yeah,
come
true.
On.
What if HBO Go was running a documentary on how to work Instagram?
By the way,
that would be a cruel irony.
Teach you, yes. Mike. Your daughter will teach
you. Map my walk. Right, nice little app for walking, measuring that. That's another one. They want. You download it for free. They want this. They want to access this. They want to access this.
The freemium model. The freemium.
And it's like everybody is. It's just this world of commerce and capitalism gone mad. And I just wish it was a simpler world.
Funny really you should bring it up. Did you hear about the Bose headphones?
No.
Bose.
Oh, this is a pretty good story. Bose is being sued for many millions of dollars because it turns out a guy figured out their wireless headphone customers are using an app that tracks the music, podcasts, and audio they listen to and then sells the information.
Yes, just like our friends at Vizio.
That's right. It's the Vizio scheme all over
Mike,
again.
I've been told the data is the new oil, and let me tell you, it is flowing.
So they can really manipulate the data now where you can actually target people so effectively that you will know exactly what their habits
what
are.
They're
how they can,
what they're listening to, what they're watching, what their proclivities are. Oh, man.
This guy is in Chicago. His name is Kyle Zach. He paid $350 for his Quiet Comfort 35 headphones.
Oh, the newbies.
And then in the instructions, it says, quote, in the instructions that come with the headphones, to get the most out of your headphones, download our app, provide your name, email address, and headphone serial number in the process. Turns out Bose is collecting all the data. They're calling it all available media information, and then they're grabbing it from his smartphone as well and selling it to a third party called Segment.io, whose website promises to collect customer data and send it anywhere.
Well, yeah,
it's what it's all about, and it's overwhelming.
If
and
you've ever been searching the web.
Feeling overwhelmed. Hashtag feeling overwhelmed.
Yeah, it's okay, Mike. But look.
Hashtag I can't even.
There are ads that will pop up for for products that you've looked at, and you're like, I wonder how that happens. Well, in the same manner, it's just letting you know. It's asking you again, are you sure you don't want this Japanese porcelain doll, Pony Boy?
Right.
It
you know
really
what, you know
is.
What it is? Porcelain. Can I tell you what it is, really? Ultimately, this is a high-technology way of we're fucking each other more than we ever have in America.
Mike,
we are,
it goes both ways. You can listen
if the
to
relationship
our,
is good.
It goes both ways. You can listen to our show on the road wirelessly, live, and then call into the program because of the same technology.
Yeah, this is what do you know? Would you step back? Would you step back, say, 25 years and do without what we have now?
It's a difficult question. I will tell you, and I hate to use this example because it's such an elitist example.
Yes.
But the discussion, probably more than any other, the Masters, when we were forced to all leave our technology and our cameras, everybody, you're literally cut off from technology for the entire 9 hours that I was on the property there. And it was blissful. People conversed. People talked to each other. People did not. It was not required. People were actually living with each other. I don't mind the fact that we are all living in our electronic devices. What I cannot stand, and Oscar's talking about it, data being the new oil,
right,
is this just relentless desire to take from each other. And it gets to a point where, you know, look, that's the old school model that I still have. I offer a show, people consume the show, I want more people to listen to the show, period.
Mm-hmm.
But it's become so all-encompassing with proprietary information and all this
that it just sometimes makes my head feel a little numb.
Yeah.
I just finished listening to a book on Amazon, right? Mm-hmm. And through Audible, through our portal. And I sat there and one of these guys is like, look, you really have to think about like what happiness, especially as you're getting older, means to you. And we've been blessed to kind of live our lives and dictate our careers for the last 7-8 years. And that's not something that everybody has an opportunity to do, right?
We wouldn't do it without the technology.
Yes. And
I can't argue
and
that.
And the technology allows us to do that. Now,
right.
I hate as much as the next guy that I have to be on Instagram and I have to post on Twitter and I have to do like get on Facebook. And you would think that the opposite is true because this is what I do for a living, mm-hmm. that I would want the world to see. But that's not how I'm built, right? But I know that this is part of the equation. I know that this is part of the job and it's there's a give and take. Because we get to do this, we need to do that. And that's just part of the entire process to get
well,
to
really, the whole ranting
life.
And raving that I'm doing is actually a spoiled child that wants...
You don't say, Mike.
That wants it to be easier. And that's... And I really do want it to be easier.
Sure.
I think if a little more...
They
there was
promise
a little
it
more,
easier. They make yeah, it seem like it should be easier.
If a little more effort was put into the user-friendly aspect of things and a little less effort reaching into our fucking pocketbooks every minute of every day, I would like that a little bit more. And I think ultimately you're going to see that. And see, unlike Oscar, I don't mind sharing pictures of family members, pictures of the studio and all. Mm-hmm. It promotes the show and it is something that I have no problem doing. I actually enjoy that. Rob is absolutely lives with it, yeah. and is addicted to it, so you don't mind sharing.
No.
But you know, sometimes when you do want to expand our horizons, a la Instagram, to link more stuff, it just gets when you're trying to crack the code initially, it can be a little tedious.
I have a question for you, Oscar, because you said that it's amazing that when I talked about going back in the now, we have technology that allows us to do what we do, and mm-hmm. that's magnificent, and I agree there. But don't you think that the onslaught of that technology is probably what decayed radio in a certain way that got us fired in the first place?
No. What decayed radio...
But I mean like the technology of, say, like when they advanced the rating systems.
What got us fired wasn't the rating systems.
I totally disagree with that. I don't think there's anything.
And I used to think that as well when I was younger.
Okay.
The reason why that station flipped wasn't because of the dollars that were being brought in by all of the programs, how much it costs to actually program the station, the talent that was there, the salaries. What killed WJFK as a hot talk station had nothing to do with WJFK. It was just part of a bigger piece, a larger plan.
It was another option that was more profitable for less money.
It was
an option to take what we were doing and ultimately, and look, this happens all the time. This happens with all of our show business folks.
Yes.
This happens with movies, television, everything. If you can offer something that the public will, the advertisers.
Right.
And ultimately, as Bill O'Reilly proved, that's the power. You saw a perfect example of it this week. It's not ratings. It's not the number of people that love what you do. That has nothing to do with it. It has to do with advertisers. They rolled out a series of sports talkers across the country because they felt like they could maximize the money that they were getting coming in and at the same time cut costs. Hi, everybody.
Right.
And dump salary. Hi, everybody. And bring in cheaper talent to do what we were doing.
And
that's it.
And there, by the way, the people that were brought in weren't doing what we were doing. They were doing a sports show. But listen.
All right.
It's easier to sell top 10 markets in the country to Geico.
Oh, I understand.
Right?
Than I understand that.
Every little station to Geico. So you
and
do
I
it,
spoke,
it's economies of scale.
I spoke right, vaguely, exactly. And I wanted it to be interpreted
easier
more
to
vague.
Sell,
10.
Period.
10 stations, yep. Top 10 markets, and they needed right. DC to have a sports station.
I understand. Yeah. Maybe I made it sound too specific. What I mean was in a more vague way. when podcasting started to rise and social media allowing you direct access to the people behind the microphone, that changed the industry as well. And that's what
for
I was
trying
to say. Yes, I agree.
It changed the industry. It allowed us to do what we're doing. But
I never intended to imply that.
Radio, we just said, it's just you can sell a package, you can sell large, and that's why it's homogenized. If you're wondering why you listen to Bob, because he's this disembodied
Bob
voice.
And
it's
Tom.
Because you don't have to pay. You don't have to have 50 people in different markets. It's money. Yeah. It comes down
also,
to money.
Also Big O and Duke's fault.
Yes.
Because we were station killers.
Yeah.
Every station we went to.
Well, that's your superstition.
Flipped.
We're not going to buy into that. But yeah, they've killed every station they worked at. God, that's loud. Please turn that down. Please.
Mike, you know what would be great right now are some sweet and sour
Rob,
wings.
I'm so sorry, Rob. Hold on. Turn it down, please. Yes. Please. Stop. We do have to get out of here eventually. And I know. You know, you can catch your nap, but you prepared this show, and I'm just trying to get, you know, at the 59-minute mark, I just want to actually, do we have a chance to do a cocktail quiz?
Yes, please. These are tips on how to behave in a dive bar, and these will involve certain cocktail quizzes to see if you know what the drink is. Okay,
please.
Now, as far as this goes, these are tips if you go to a dive bar.
Ladies and gentlemen. We're out of time. We ran out of time. I'm terribly sorry, but that's the way. There's this left. Do you run time on the bonus show?
Actually, I do, and I noted that the one more recipe would take us right to 60 minutes. So I was.
I
was trying.
Family Dollar Communication Station.
Thanks for joining us. I know we were all over the place there. It's technology. I'm terribly sorry. All right, give me one recipe quiz.
One drink quiz? All right, very good.
Jesus. Okay. We'll do it live.
Mike, what is in a Cuba Libre?
Ooh!
Rum, lime juice, and...
Freedom?
Soda water.
No, the opposite.
No, I'm sorry. That is incorrect, Ashley.
Oh, no.
It's rum and coke.
It is a rum and coke with lime. Exactly.
Oh, shit. That's right out of The Godfather. Yeah. I should have known that.
All right. What is a Boilermaker?
Boilermaker is a beer and a shot.
That's exactly right. Very, very true.
Puts out heat.
Very good.
All right.
Thank you.
That one is too easy. Let us close with this one because I had never heard of this. What is in a greyhound?
A greyhound is...
osteoporosis.
It's vodka.
Yes.
It's a vodka martini.
No, I'm sorry. Anybody else? This is our final
Tom
answer.
Tom Collins?
No.
Oh, never mind.
No, I'm sorry.
Dog poop.
It is not dog poop. This is the drink that chases the mechanical rabbit. It is a greyhound is vodka and grapefruit juice served over ice. And that is a recommended dive bar drink, according to this.
I love that.
That's very cool.
Well, kiss my Irish ass. All right, that's great. Thanks for joining us for another bonus show.
I'm going to order a greyhound.
I'm going to have a greyhound.
Family Dollar greyhounds.
If you're going to order a greyhound, make sure that the grapefruit juice is fresh.
Oh, yeah.
There's my tip to you. Thank you. Thank you, Instagram. Thank you, Facebook. Thank you, Snapchat. Thank you, interns. Thank you, Frappuccino. Thank you, technology. Thank you, everybody. Truly appreciate that. And thank you for allowing me to read. Thank you, Colburns, for the wonderful gifts. Join us next week for another episode of the Michael Behear Show Bonus Hour. Remember, this is the show that stirs the drink. And boy, what a drink it was today. Have a great time. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
Hey, I just wanted to take this time out to say thank you to all the people who purchase our bonus content. The Mike O'Mara Show bonus hours are a little extra something we do for you each and every week. And those that support us by purchasing our bonus show content really make the show fly. Thanks once again for supporting the Mike O'Mara Show bonus hour.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.